Welcome to Sunday, everybody. It is the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. I'm your host here off of bettingpros.com. Thanks to BetMGM. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. That's where I'll be for pretty much the entire day today. And if you want even more of me, reminder at the top here for our live video stream that goes live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, bright and early for our YouTube channel, Betting Pros YouTube channel. Go subscribe so you're notified when we go live. So I'm going to go over all the plays. I'm going to go over all the player props that we've got going. And, well, I can't get the full slate of player props till Sunday morning. And so that's why we're doing the live video stream. Any movement, any injuries, question you guys might have about the bets and the plays and different line movements and, you know, who's in, who's out type of stuff. So all happening 11 a.m. off of the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. Sunday morning, live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. It went awesome last week. Can't wait to see you guys and hear from you guys again. So, looking forward to that. All right, so I've got the Sunday plays. Let me quickly recap Saturday. It was not a good day. not great, but hey, you know, we've been going pretty well with football, and it came back and bit us. But, you know, a lot of guys, I mean, when Preston Johnson, who is Sports Cheetah on Twitter, who I have an enormous amount of respect for, and a guy who is just an incredible, incredible sports gambler, when he calls Saturday his worst Saturday ever, I don't feel too bad. Because everyone on the, you know, pick side, not everyone, but a lot of people who are on this side of the counter who are talking about plays and picks, we saw the board wrong. And, I mean, Alabama had the game in the bag, and then the scrubs didn't do anything offensively, and Bama does not cover. And, man, it was Missouri covered everything with that late touchdown. They win by, Alabama wins by 19. The opening number was 21. It was bet up to 29.5. That is a huge win for the sports books. Maybe I can't wait to recap this. We do the book report every Tuesday off of bettingpros.com. I can't wait to see how big of a win that was for the sports books. I'm going to guess it was the biggest of the day. I mean, Texas did nothing against Texas Tech. I mean, their defense looked so bad. They win in overtime, but nowhere near covering that 18-point line. I mean, the Israel Adesanya fight, I mean, I thought Israel would win, but as I said, I thought it would go over 2.5 rounds. It went into the second round, and Adesanya stops Paulo Costa. I don't know what that strategy was. Costa was all about taunting and talking and shut up and fight, dude. Like, what are you doing? Good for Israel to shut that guy up and put that down. And I mean, that guy needs to go away. I don't really understand his strategy for that fight, but nice win for Adesanya. I thought he would win the fight, but I was concerned about how live of a dog Costa was about catching potentially Adesanya early. Didn't happen. I thought Israel would take him deep into the fight and then beat him in the fourth or fifth rounds. That didn't happen. He beat him in the second round. So that didn't cash. So that stunk for us. We got the Florida first half. And I'm gonna bet a lot more college football first halves next week. I'm just going to forget about, there's some really bad teams, some good teams, some really bad teams. But, you know, asking these second half teams to rally, I mean, it could be dangerous. And that's what happened. I mean, it was, you know, Florida got into a kind of a crazy game with Ole Miss. I think they ultimately did cover after all said and done. But, you know, Ole Miss came to life, and so we were good. We were happy to get out of there with one win on the day. So a 1-4 day, 1-3 in football. So not great for us here for college. So hopefully we're going to bounce back here on a Sunday. So before we get to the picks, let me quickly remind you about our friends at BetMGM, because without them, we are not here. And they've got a really cool offer if you've not subscribed or signed up for a BetMGM account right now for Monday Night Football, KC Baltimore. It's the regular season Super Bowl, right? You're going to bet $1 on either team, and you'll win $2 for every point that is scored. It's paid out in free bets. It's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, and West Virginia. If they score 100 points, you win $200, right? So take all the points, times it by two, and that's what you're going to win in free bets from BetMGM with a new account by using the promo code JUICE100. Okay, JUICE100, that's the promo code you're going to use at sign up, JUICE100. and you will be well on your way to making quite a bit of money in free bets thanks to BetMGM. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. You know, please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, so here are my plays for Circa. I'll give you those first, and then we'll go to the DraftKings plays, and then we'll go to my picks coming up for Sunday. I've got five of them, really six of them going, because I gave you the Patriots teaser with the Browns already. So here is what I and my partner and I, what we've picked for the Circa Million contest. We're 5-5 in this contest. We're laying the 6.5 with the Patriots. We're laying the 4 with the Steelers. We're laying 3.5 with the Falcons. We're laying 6.5 with the Chargers. And we're catching 4.5 from the Dallas Cowboys. These are stagnant lines. Okay, these lines don't move. So that's where we're going to be for the Circa at 5-5. The DraftKings, Dan Harris of Fantasy Pros, and I are together in this contest, and we are also 5-5. We are taking the Patriots, better number though, -5.5. We're taking the Pittsburgh Steelers, better number, -3.5. Taking the Chargers, -6.5. KC Chiefs, +3.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. That might be the most contrarians of contrarian plays, but we're going to take the hook there and hope KC loses by 3. And then Dan Harris loves this Giants play, and, well, he talked me into it because I didn't give him the Giants pick last week, and the Giants covered against the Bears, and so he again stood on a table for the Giants +3.5 against the 49ers, and so fine, I gave it to him. So we're taking the 49ers +3.5 for our plays with the DraftKings. 5-5 in Circa, 5-5 in DraftKings. All right, so the Patriots number has moved, and this is hard because I really feel like everyone's going to be on the Patriots. And Darren Waller's playing. So is Josh Jacobs. The Patriots have to replace their starting center, which is difficult. They are shuffling their offensive line around, which isn't great, but luckily the Raider defensive line's not that good, and their pass rush is not that good. And Cam Newton's coming off a really big week where he played really well against Seattle, and the Patriot offense looked good, and this Raider defense is okay. It's not great. It's okay. But I think Cam's going to have his way. I think the Patriots defense has got something for Waller. It's got something for the Raiders going across the country. 10 a.m. start time, short week after an emotional victory at home, opening up the new building. It's just a trap game, right? So everyone's on the Patriots. This might be a really bad play. If the Raiders win, I got it at 5.5, and I just bet it. And it went back up to 6. It could climb. It could go up. I mean, hopefully you guys bet it when I said, but Patriots -5.5 is the play here. The Patriots teaser is also in play. We took the Patriots at 6.5 and teased it down to 0.5 point. And then the Browns against the Washington Football Club. Browns are at home, teased it from 7 down to 1. And I just think the Browns win, okay? I don't know if it's going to be pretty. It probably won't be because the Washington team is horrible. But I think the Browns get a victory because they need it. They turned a corner of sorts against the Bengals. So I think this is a Browns team. It wasn't against the Bengals. Who was that? They got backdoored in that game. But it was against the Bengals, right? I'm blanking on it. It was last Thursday, right? Against the Bengals, have had extra time to prep. So the teaser is Patriots to 0.5 point. And the Browns 2-1. We're 2-0 so far on my two-leg teasers. We give out one two-leg teaser every single podcast. So we go Patriots teaser with the Browns, Patriots -5.5. Okay, let's talk about Chicago taking on the Falcons. Falcons laying 3.5. I've been talking to a lot of people about this. This is a very popular play. It's one of the 5 consensus plays in the Circa Million contest, which is not great. You don't always want to be running with the masses here. But fading Mitchell Trubisky, I haven't gotten to do that yet. And this is a perfect spot to do it because everyone's like, ooh, the Bears. Look at that. Wow, here they come. Hey, Trubisky. Hey. I am not a fan of Trubisky. I have not been a fan of Trubisky for a really long time. And so at 3.5, this Falcons team had one of the most horrific losses in recent memory against Dallas. They played well up until the fourth quarter. Dan Quinn's essentially, he can't afford to lose any more games. Especially against bad teams, he can't afford to be losing any more games. So I think the Falcons, I think Matt Ryan, Julio Jones is questionable, and it's iffy he plays, which is not good. Obviously, you want him to play here, but maybe they run the football more. Maybe they keep the ball away from the Bears. I looked at the under here a little bit. I want to see where the line goes before. I may, on the live stream, I may talk about the Falcons in Chicago under, but at least for the podcast here heading into Sunday morning, we're going to wind up passing on that, but just taking the Falcons -3.5. It's a popular play, but I mean, Patriots and the Falcons both are very popular. We're going to roll with that, though, here today. Okay, my next play is the most greasy, grimy. I hate this play, but I'm taking the 5.5 points against the Falcons, and if you can get a better number than this, I hope you can grab it, okay? I took it at 5.5, but I hope you can get 6. I would love if it goes up even higher. I would love for you to grab it even, 6.5. It's the money probably comes in on the Cardinals. It's still 5.5 the time of taping. Here's the thing with this football team for Arizona. They're 2-0. They've looked great. Player props on Kyler Murray, be tuning into the live stream tomorrow, or this morning at 11 a.m. I'm going to be talking a lot about Kyler Murray props. But here's the thing about this Detroit team. They are pushed up against the wall. And this is one of these games. Last year, the Lions went up against the Cardinals. They tied. They match up pretty well against each other. And I know DeAndre Hopkins is a massive mismatch for so many secondaries. But I think this is a game in which it's a 3 or 4 point win. I think the 5 points is too heavy. I think everyone's going to think, oh, it's the Cardinals. Go ahead, bet it, easy. You may get a 6. You may get a 6.5. Hopefully you do, because I do think the Lions are going to be in this game. I do think this is one of those games where everyone's just blowing past Detroit because it's Matt Patricia. This is still Matthew Stafford. Galladay's going to play in this game. I'm taking the 5.5 points. Lions +5.5 against the Cardinals. All right, two more picks for you here on the Sunday Morning Daily Juice podcast. Pittsburgh -3.5 against Houston. You're going to see it tomorrow morning at 4. You're going to see on the live stream. I was able to find it at 3.5, and I took it at 3.5, even though I had told the guys at Betting Pros I was taking it at 4. It actually, I found a 3.5, and I took it. Pittsburgh -3.5 taking on the Houston Texans. This would make me 3-0 betting against Houston if this hits. And this is dangerous because last year I could not win a bet betting against Houston. They burned me so many times. Something is fundamentally wrong, though, with this offense. And it's not just the Ravens and the Chiefs who they played against. The offense doesn't have an identity. Like, what are they? Do they run? Do they pass? Who's their weapons? Who are their receivers? Is it going to be David Johnson? Are they going to pound the rock? If they pound the rock, then why are you paying Deshaun Watson? That's the problem with this Texans team, and they're going up against, in Pittsburgh, against this Steeler defense that is young, hungry, and really hard to play against. This opening three-game stretch may be the most difficult three games I can remember ever in the NFL for any football team. Ravens-Chiefs, or Chiefs-Ravens-Steelers, with Big Ben and Juju clicking, two good running backs for Pittsburgh. I don't like this at all for the Houston Texans. It's, the Texans might be a fine football team. They're just getting really screwed by the schedule. So lay in Pittsburgh -3.5 here against Houston. And then finally, I have said that if the Buffalo Bills beat the Rams here, I will stop downplaying this Buffalo football team and I will take them seriously. I could be wrong. Sean McVay's got a great mark going to the East Coast, a great record against Eastern Conference teams, including last week where he beat up on the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not going to bet a side here in this game, except I'm going to bet a total. I'm going to bet the over 46.5. Bills, Rams, over 46.5. I think Jared Goff on the road can put points up at home. I think this Bills team can run and throw. Stephon Diggs had a big week last week. Josh Allen with big passing numbers. Somebody wrote me a note saying, when are you going to give Josh Allen some respect? All right, win this game. If he wins this game, I'll stop talking negatively about Josh Allen. I'll start to give him some props, okay? How about that, if that happens? I'm going over Rams and Bills, 46.5. I think points are going to be scored here in this game. Look, betting unders right now in the NFL, betting totals in general right now in the NFL is dangerous because overs are hitting so consistently that there's going to be, you know, everyone's just going to keep on betting it, thinking, oh, it's over, it's over, it's over. I'm gonna wait there. I'm going to try to avoid that this week. Bet one total, but I'm not going to get involved all that much with the sides just because these trends on the over are so crazy. Eventually, the under is going to come roaring back, and everyone's going to be on the over, and it's going to wipe everybody out. So I'm not going to do that. So reminder on the live stream at 11 a.m. Eastern Sunday morning on the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. Go subscribe to it right now, 8 a.m. Pacific time. Our plays for the Daily Juice, player props during the live stream tomorrow, but Daily Juice, we're going Pats Browns teaser, half a point to 1 point. Pats Browns teaser, Patriots minus 5.5, Falcons minus 3.5, Detroit plus 5.5, Pittsburgh minus 3.5, and the over for the Bills and the Rams at 46.5. Football's been very good to us. I was due to cool off a little bit yesterday on Saturday. That was predictable as to what we've done over. I mean, going 4-0 on Monday night and going 8-4 on our picks on Sunday on last Sunday. So, I mean, we had a very really, really good 12-4 mark on Saturday and Monday. So we came out of the gates, came into the week, really doing well. We've calmed down, cooled down a little bit, but hopefully we come back here and finish the week out strong, finish the week up, and we can move on to another week here as we head towards the October month and we get rolling with more big games. And boy, that Monday night game, huh? Chiefs, I already told you what Dan Harris and I are taking. You know what I'm betting. I've already bet it, actually. 3.5 for the Chiefs. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But we'll have player props going on Monday night. We'll have a whole bunch of stuff going for Monday Night Football. It's just a monster football game. We have to get heavily involved with it. So looking forward to hearing from you, or talking to you guys on Monday for the Daily Juice. But live stream tomorrow at 11 a.m. or Sunday morning at 11 a.m. this morning. I will talk to you then. Live stream, YouTube, Betting Pros. Until then, my name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt, and we are back for a Monday. Every day, it's the Daily Juice Podcast presented by BetMGM.